Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service is back, 412-884-TREE, and I suggest you get on the phones early because they always seem to pick up later in the show, and that means you're going to get left out. So call us right now if you have a tree-related question, 866-391-1020. And we always try to bring something topical to the show, too. So just the other day, when he let me know what the topic was going to be today, I thought, boy, what a great way to talk about how you can protect your home, your family. And now with the warm weather, summer, no crazy weather-related incidents like snow, rain, sleet that the fall will bring just around the bend. The leaves, of course, will start to fall. Now is the time that you want to check the perimeter, get Troy out there, get Carlos out there, get Greater Pitt Tree Service out there, because large trees are beneficial, yes, but some say problematic. We're going to take care of both of those situations by telling you what you should do when it comes to trimming, removing, or treating a tree. So those large trees we're focusing in on today. So if you have a question, get on the line, 866-391-1020. So this is the good, the bad, and the ugly, is it not? Good morning, Carlos.
Yeah, there's a lot involved in that. And first of all, I want to say thanks for having me on KDK. Again, we love doing the show. Great weekend in Pittsburgh, too, the Bloomfield Little Italy Days. I saw you were there.
Yep.
And we also have a booth there. We've been setting up our booth there for seven or eight years now. And we love being out there, and all the listeners come up, they see our booth, they want to talk and talk about trees. And so it's great just being on the show. But yeah, the big trees, I brought up that topic because so many of our calls and our jobs are related to these huge trees, close proximity to your house. The age of the trees are usually at the shelf life of a planted tree. There's a lot of liability issues. And we come out there and kind of play devil's advocate. We assess the condition of the tree, the species, the age, look for any previous breaks, or talk to the homeowner about any large limbs that might have come down in the storms. So we use all that information to kind of recommend a lot of times I put myself in the homeowner's position, like, what would I do if I had this big tree on my property? So we give them the information, we kind of see what they respond to and give them some options related to all that.
All right, so we have a lot to get to today, so we'd love to hear from you. But tell everybody what you are working on right now this time of year. What's seasonal, and what are some of the cleanups that you are working on at Greater Pitt? And I'm sure there are people out there that can deal with the same thing at their property and how you can be a big help to them. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, I mean, our jobs are a mixture of the calls we get. We're actually still getting calls from all the storms we had that they had a tree come down in the yard or on the property. It wasn't a big priority. Maybe they were traveling during the summer and just now addressing it. So we're still getting calls related to all those big storms we had at the late spring, early summer. And then now we're getting calls because, it feels like summer's almost over and people that have trees on their property know what needs to be done in the fall. Late fall and early winter is when we can trim certain types of trees, like the big oak trees on your property or any fruit-bearing or flowering trees. So, and our schedule is usually 4 to 6 weeks out, and people know that. So they call ahead of time and they want to get on the schedule to do a big oak prune on their property or trim some other trees that they know we have to do while they're dormant.
All right. We have so much to get to. We've got some calls rolling in right now. We're going to get to them in a moment. Tell everybody a little bit about your company. Then I got some questions for you, and we're going to get some listeners ready to go. Tell everybody about your company.
Yes. I mean, I started the company. It was a passion of mine that I enjoyed doing when I was young. I worked for a small company when I was going to college. And we're like KDK. We're Pittsburgh, man. We just love being out there. I love meeting somebody new every day. We did a job Friday for a listener in Upper St. Clair, and he was just distraught about the situation she had with this large tree, and the borough was kind of pushing her to trim it back from her neighbor's property. So we go out, it's like we solve some problems. It's very goal-oriented, which suits my personality, and I like being competitive, and so it's just great being out there. Our company, this weekend, we're out at Bloomfield Little Italy Days. A couple weeks ago, we were at the Pittsburgh Vintage Grand Prix. We do events in Oakmont. So we just love being out there, transparent, visible to all the listeners and all the Pittsburghers out there that need our service.
All right, let's get a call in here. Here's Dorian in McKees Rocks, wants to talk bamboo with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Hey, Dorian, how are you?
Really good, and it's such a good topic. My friend Dano, he's just cut an orchard of bamboo in his yard. He said that, and it grows. He tells me this, I believe him, a foot a day with all this rain. And he said, once it gets started, man, it takes over. What should he do about it? Because he's up there, he's weed whacking, he's cutting it down, and it's a war, a bamboo war in his yard.
Yeah, we've done a lot of those jobs. There's not much you can do once you plant it other than kind of manage it. It's almost an invasive species, and how fast it does grow and spread. It does have its applications for maybe a barrier on a property line, or to hide certain parts of your property you don't want the neighbors to see. And it's very effective in that regard, but the only bad thing is it just keeps growing and growing. We've done a lot of jobs maintaining it. He's got his hands full with that, I'm sure.
Thank you very much for the advice, and I'll pass it along to Danny later on today. I can't wake him up this early. He's a sleeper. But
yeah, let him sleep in McKees Rocks. Let him get his rest, Dorian.
Anyway, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. So let me talk about the environmental benefits, Carlos, when it comes to these big trees. Reduce air pollution by absorbing harmful pollutants like carbon monoxide. Did a little homework for you today. They mitigate summer heat by providing shade and releasing water vapor through all sorts of incredible things like evaporation, storm water, reducing runoff and improving water quality, and provide habitat for wildlife, including birds, insects, and small mammals. But unless you're manicuring these big trees, they become a hazard. But if you stay on top of things, you become a part of that Greater Pitt Tree Service Plan Healthcare. Troy comes out, our certified arborist. You maintain it for every reason and every season. They really are beneficial, are they not?
There are so many benefits to having these trees on or around your property, and a lot of times that's why they were planted. Shade, privacy, to kind of suck up the water out of the ground so you don't have a wet, swampy yard. The reasons for these trees are endless, and we're aware of all that. So when we come out, I can say, yeah, it looks like this tree was planted because you had a kind of low-lying area in your yard and it's soaking up the water. Or this tree was planted to give your house some shade with the way the sun comes up over your property. So, yeah, so many great reasons for having these trees on your property. And then that's where we come in, because they do require a good bit of maintenance, like any other thing in your home that requires maintenance, changing your air filters in your furnace, cleaning out your gutters, taking care of your trees. It all falls in that maintenance as a homeowner that you should be aware of. And that's where we come in. We could let you know, hey, doesn't look like this tree's been thinned out in a long time. Let's get some more sunlight and air passing through it, so there's not a lot of resistance in these violent storms that we have, and you lose a large limb that could potentially hit your home or something on your property. So yeah, we love coming out. It's like we play kind of detective and look at everything and understand why this tree was planted on your property and what to do to keep it there.
All right. Listen, he's here until 10 o'clock. The hour will go by quickly. We'd love to hear from you. That number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And you can reach them at Greater Pitt Tree Service by dialing 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Large trees, are they beneficial or problematic? What you should do when it comes to trimming, removing, and treating. But any tree-related questions, we want to hear from you. Come on, let's get going. 866-391-1020. Back with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service in just a couple of minutes on KDKA.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. He's here till 10. Your questions are welcome. It's 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733 to get in touch with them. You can get in touch with us right now at 866-391-1020. So the key is there are a lot of benefits to having these larger trees, but the big key is to get that plant health care in which they're out there on a regular basis. No matter the season, whatever the reason, they're there. They get out in front of stuff early by just giving those regular checkups. More importantly, we've got our certified arborist. Troy does such an incredible job. So you should call and set up for that by dialing 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But here's another added bonus for having these large trees, and something I was unaware of, but it enhances the beauty value of your property, which I do know. But here's the one that really caught my eye, Carlos. Reduce energy consumption by shading buildings, lowering cooling costs. So shading your house is really beneficial to your pocketbook. Never realized that.
Yes, for sure. I mean, the trees that can provide that shade so the sun's not beating down on your black shingle roof and like almost cooking the inside of your house with the heat we've had this summer especially. So, you know, a lot of times the trees are beneficial in that way and can, you know, save you money on your heating and cooling costs. But you can transfer that money into making sure you maintain that tree and trim it so it can last. So kind of offsets, and the reason it's there, we can keep it there for that reason.
All right, so listen, because you're a city guy, and I definitely promote you whenever I can, and was talking to you and others about this city for years, and you've been with me now for quite some time too, but you grew up in Greenfield, whether it's the Hill District, South Side, North Side, or spending time in Bloomfield, where I have been for decades. So I was thinking about you yesterday. You have the stand there, and I was just all these things swirling through my brain. Have you ever thought about the immigrants who came here, or those who were born here, you know, 100 years ago, when there weren't people like you rolling around in these incredible trucks, and they had to take care of all of their own trees and their property, and they had to learn how how they, you know, as they went, because many of them were steel workers. They were entrepreneurs. They had retail spaces. They had restaurants. Think about the knowledge and what those people who lived in Bloomfield 100 years ago, 50 years ago, before they had the talent of people like you, these trees kept growing because they learned on the job, meaning by taking care of their own property. They had to, right?
Yeah, those original Pittsburghers, they were definitely a breed apart. I mean, I also think about sometimes I was up in Troy Hill the other day.
Wow.
And I'm looking at this house, this row of houses on this street. And, you know, back when they were built in the 1920s or so, you know, the equipment wasn't what we have today. And just the feat of putting these houses in some of these neighborhoods is just impressive. I don't know if we could do it. The craftsmanship that they had back in the day. So, yeah, everything that they did was very impressive, how they built our city, the hard work, the hard work ethic that they have, the steel workers, and that's what I'm proud of. I'm proud of our Pittsburgh history, and I'm trying to do my part to keep it going.
Well, listen, I know why Pittsburgh chooses Greater Pitt Tree Service, but final thought. So I'm driving through Bloomfield. My man Mark Mackey is taking me through these back streets to get me a little private parking space so I could go out and do a quick video with an incredible family, the Marino family. And I'm thinking to myself, how does Carlos get in and out of the traffic? One way all of a sudden is no way. You got bumper-to-bumper traffic, cars on both sides of the street, and these houses are just a few feet apart. You guys really are like surgeons with a scalpel. How do you do that?
Yeah, I was in the car with a buddy of mine the other day, and we're whittling through those back streets behind Liberty Avenue, and I was telling him, I'm like, we actually have to get our tree trucks back here sometimes and pluck these trees out of this landlocked little yard. We've dragged trees through people's houses because it's the only way they get to their backyard. If they're in one of those row houses and there's no access on either side. And I love it. I love the challenge. I go out and look at every job that our salesmen have sold, and I figure out, you know, sometimes we have to leave our trucks out on Liberty Avenue, do the tree job, drag it to a point that's accessible, and then bring our truck and chipper in to process it, because these streets are so small, we just block the road for hours. So I love going out there and trying to figure out, how are we going to get this tree out of this landlocked row house backyard in Bloomfield? I love it.
So if you live in one of these cities, city of neighborhoods like a Bloomfield, and you're listening today, and you got to get a tree out of a fenced in backyard, you got less than a quarter of an acre, you got a little patch of grass, but you got this big monstrous trees that you got to get removed, this is the guy that you want to call. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. All right, now we're going to talk about safety risk when it comes to these big, beautiful trees, and when they're not so beautiful and they become dangerous. Falling branches or entire trees pose a risk of injury to people, property damage, especially during storms. There was a young woman recently killed at a softball game, so this can be a very dangerous situation. I think the most important thing, if you have big old trees and you've had a major storm, you've got to check that perimeter right after that storm. But more importantly, if you have these big trees, you need to have them checked on a regular basis, and that's what you guys do with this plant tree healthcare.
Yes, 100%. I looked at a job the other day for one of the coaches over at Central Catholic on the football team where my son's a player, and he wanted some big trees cut down around the back of his property because he has a pool back there, and he's extending the area back there. And then he looks over and he says, yeah, that oak tree's mine. It's on the property line. I really love it. He just built a house back there. So he didn't plant the tree, but he understood the, you know, the aesthetic value of it. And so I walk over and I look at it, and I do an investigation around the tree. And I noticed there were some areas where it looks like maybe something ran into it when they were building the house back there. It just had a case of root rot. And then the soil, the ground around it was really hard and compacted. It's that hard, hard pan, they call it, or clay that we have in our area. And when the soil gets so hard like that, kind of like almost out in the desert where the water doesn't penetrate that hard pan, and the trees kind of getting deprived of the water from the rain. So, and we have an application with that through our plant healthcare. We decompact that soil around the tree and aerate it with an air spade that we have and blow all that hard compacted soil off and around from the trunk, the base of the tree and the root system, and then we come in with some fresh soil, and it's so beneficial to the tree, the results you can see in the next couple growth cycles. So yeah, that's what we come out and do. And he didn't notice that. We're 50 or 60 yards from the tree, and then I walk over and walk around the tree, and I figured all those things out and recommended what we can do to save that tree and keep it on his property.
All right, let me tell you, I'm a quick learner. This one piece of equipment that I know now that you could never do your job unless you have it, and that not even the chainsaw, it's the wood chipper. If you didn't have a wood chipper, how would you do your job?
We would be hauling out a lot of material on the back of the trucks, and the chipper's great. It processes all the branches and limbs from the tree trimming or removal. Our chippers can chip up to 19 inches. It's kind of the, if you look at a telephone pole out in the street, we can chip up to that size. So it's a matter of production, and then that material we take to a drop-off recycling facility, and they turn it into the colored and dyed mulch, and it gets recycled back into the community and onto these properties. So, yeah, the wood chippers are instrumental in our business, for sure.
Last thing before we take a break, but I urge everyone, we're talking about these large trees, beneficial or not, problematic. We want to hear from you. Have any questions about trees in general, now's the time to call, 866-391-1020. The main thing people need to understand, if they think they could do it themselves, please don't do it, especially with these large trees, because interference with utility lines can cause power outages, but more importantly, can take someone's life. Talk about when tree meets power line. Go ahead.
Yeah, a lot of times, sometimes the trees that were planted that are 80, 90 years old, there wasn't the overhead utilities, and now they've ran them along your street. And so it kind of conflicts the tree branches, or the tree conflicts with the, especially the lines that are up top, the uninsulated energized lines. And Duquesne Light or West Penn Power, they actually own 15 feet of that airspace. So they come out with their subcontractors that are highly trained, like our crew, and they cut back those branches so they don't hit the energized lines, because that'll make them arc, and then the power gets taken out. So it's kind of a trade-off sometimes. You got to cut that beautiful tree back far enough where it's not a hazard to the utility and power lines there. So, yeah, it's kind of it's a lot going on. You see it. I saw it on Facebook. So there was a section of Wilkinsburg where the residents were really upset that the power company came through and cut down all these big, beautiful trees. But the issue is they've kind of outgrown their coverage area, and the power company says, do you want electricity or do you want a tree in the front? So you pick. And, you know, everyone's going to pick electricity at that point. They kind of lay it out for those people in a way that they understand it a little better.
We're going to come back, but I want to hear from you on the other side. All of our lines are available. It's tree-related questions. I know you have a few or more than a few, so call us, 866-391-1020. And you can reach them at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Your Pratt Pack today with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. Back after the news, 2 minutes away with Rob Taylor, KDKA.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use
and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, down to our final two segments of the broadcast today. If you want to get a question in about any tree-related issue you may be dealing with, it's a free call, and you'll get some free advice from truly the best, Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. But if you want to just cut to the chase, set up an appointment for them, just call 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Problematic or beneficial, talking about those big trees, what to do, trim, remove, all the things that they do every day at Greater Pitt Tree Service. Everybody thinks about a tree falling on your house and destroying your house and making it an even bigger job. But the other thing that I've always noticed and I've seen firsthand when it comes to these big trees that have been around for a long time, they can bust up sidewalks, they can bust up drainage systems, they can bust up French drains, they can bust up foundations. So what you don't see can be doing you as much harm with these big trees. That's why you need plant health care regular checkups with our certified arborist, Troy, from Greater Pitt Tree Service. But let's talk about what lies beneath and how it can do some serious damage to your home when it comes to these big trees. Carlos.
Yes. If you're looking outside your window or in your yard and you see a large tree, you know, that's draped over your house or close to growing over your house, you have to also understand what's underneath the ground. The root system in these large trees, they extend out to the drip line, to the canopy, the far ends of the canopy. And so the root system it's almost a mathematical equation. There has to be enough underneath there to support what's above there. So if you're looking at that and you're thinking, wow, these roots could be getting into my foundation, pushing my retaining wall, busting out my water or sewage line. There's a lot involved in it. And we could kind of come out and figure out, you know, if any of that's going on your property and what to do. A lot of times the root systems kind of get up against something and maybe they stop growing, so you might get lucky there. It kind of depends on the species of the tree too. So there's just a lot involved that you're not even thinking about because really you can't see it. So we come out there and say, hey, you know, this root system might end up being a problem. Yeah, you're getting that shade in the summertime, but the cost of repairing the sewage line when it busted out or the water line, you know, there's going to be a cost incurred with that. So we really understand everything involved with these large trees on your property. There's a lot of liability. There's a lot of safety issues. And look, we're not out there to just run out there and cut this huge tree down. We can do some maintenance on it. We can do some plant health care applications on it. So, you know, again, we come out, we meet with you, there's a consultation, we give you all the information. Troy, our ISA certified arborist, he really goes into the science of it. So, you know, getting him out there can only benefit your tree and your property. So give us a call. Get myself or Troy out there and we can figure out what to do.
We're going to talk about removal of these big trees in a moment, but you just hit on something that made me think. In this era, as opposed to even 30 years ago, it's more about saving and preserving and maintenance. And if you do the things that you need to do, you won't face that one phone call for someone just to come over and say, get out the chainsaw. We're going to get this thing done. It's got to come down. You really can save a lot of trees, can you not?
We can save them and we could prolong the shelf life of them because they do have a planted yard tree does have a shelf life of anywhere between 60 and 100 years where, you know, it's just time to get it out of there. It's gone through its growth cycle. The trees, live a lot longer out in the forest and the mountains where they're protected. But when they're on your property, they're kind of isolated, they're challenged with the areas around them where they grow. So, you know, it depends a lot on, you know, that's another thing we kind of try to determine, the size of the tree and the age, the shelf life of it. So there's a lot involved in it. And we do, you know, people are attached to these trees, especially if they're the ones that planted them or their family planted it. So, you know, we kind of assess everything and figure out the best plan of attack based on that, based on your budget. There's so much goes into what, when we come out there, what the end result is going
to
be.
So somebody asked me to ask you this, and it just popped into my mind because I saw something on television. What about shrubbery, old overgrown shrubbery that's as big as some of these smaller trees with the deep roots and lining someone's house? Somebody buys a house, they just want it all taken out. Is that something you guys do?
Yeah, we can come out there and remove the shrubbery. You know, we kind of like to do it if we're out there doing the larger tree work. Sometimes some of that work falls under a landscaper where you could get maybe a better price because our workers' comp rate's really high. Our employees, you know, our workers, they're paid really well. And sometimes maybe just a little landscape company in your neighborhood might be a better option. As much as we want the work, I almost have to overcharge to do jobs like that. I'm very transparent. I'll tell the customer, hey, look, you know, your landscaper that cuts your grass, he can do this type of work. So, yeah, and the shrubbery, that does get out of control. And a lot of times those are the first things neglected on a property, especially maybe by an older homeowner that doesn't have the ability to go out there and is on a fixed income, can't afford to pay a landscaper. So, yeah, a lot involved with that, too. And, you know, like I said, we have done a lot of jobs like that. It just depends on what your budget can dictate.
Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service will be back with us on August 30th. But for today, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But if you have a tree-related question, especially the big trees, you're going to want to give us a call. But anything on your mind this morning, 866-391-1020. Okay, so it's time to get that thing out of the yard. Dead or dying with little chance of recovery, severely diseased and posing a threat to other healthy trees. See, I didn't know that, but they can actually cause threats to healthy trees. Explain that to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that can spread on a dead tree. They become kind of easy pickings for carpenter ants or termites. And once it's run the course on that tree, guess what? They're heading to your home or maybe another tree on your property. So, yeah, once it's time to get out of there, that large tree out of there, I'm saying, Rob, that's where we really shine. We come out there with 10, 12 guys, millions of dollars in equipment. We have cranes, tracked aerial lifts, bucket trucks. I mean, we're surgical on getting this tree out piece by piece, cut by cut, off of your property without crushing your house, without busting up your yard. That's really where we shine when we come out to remove these trees that we can no longer have any applications that save it or prolong the life. When it's time to get it out of there, I mean, we're the company for that. That's what we specialize in.
Yeah, and that's what you like to do, because I can tell you, if it's a dying tree and your house is threatened, your children, your pets, your neighbors, once it is removed, what a sigh of relief, huh? People just are so joyful to have that decayed tree out of their life.
Yeah, 100%. We come out there and they're so thankful that, you know, we're getting this tree out that maybe hung over their kid's room or over their pool. And, you know, and like you're saying, dead or decayed trees. Now that's a whole nother conversation, because then you get into the area where your homeowner's insurance, if there was a branch to come down or the tree that comes down, you know, whether they cover the claim or not, a lot of it's dependent on the condition of the tree. So if you have a dead tree and it's been there a long time and, you know, you're not sure what to do, get it out of there, because they'll say that you neglected to address it, and their goal is to not cover the claim or to pay as little as possible. That seems to be the insurance company's business model. So, yeah, that's where we can kind of instruct you on what to do. You know, sometimes a lot of people don't read the fine print in their policy. So dead, decaying trees. You got to get them out of there. They're never going to get better. They're only a hazard. They're a liability. They're an issue with your homeowner's insurance. Call us and we'll get it out of there for you.
As we go to break, you probably have seen so much walking through these neighborhoods. You know, the swings, the tires that are connected to ropes, the tree houses, people's initials that carved into a tree with the heart. You probably have seen so many things of the past, have you not?
Yeah, we see it all out there. We took down some trees where a guy built a tree house up against it with his son when he was young. And
wow.
And it was just time to get it out of there. And we just kind of cut it away with our chainsaws. We did a tree the other day. There was a huge hook that the homeowner put in there to hang a hammock, I think. And the tree just kind of grew almost all the way around it where you could barely see it anymore. So we see it all out there, a lot of wildlife in the trees. We come across a lot of bees, hornets, and wasps unexpectedly, families of raccoons, squirrels in these hollowed out trees. So again, those are all the things that just make it where I love what I do. I love every day's different. There's so many challenges that arise that you didn't see going into it that you have to navigate through. And that's really what I enjoy about this business.
Carlos cares. He's a Pittsburgher like you. No one knows the streets. No one can navigate it better. His crew gets it done right the first time. We're going to come back, talk about why Troy, our certified arbor, is so important. Some of the reasons why, if you don't do anything today, you need to call and get registered for the plant health care. He's the arborist on duty, young man who knows his stuff, will keep you where you need to be and keep those leaves green and getting you a lot of joy moving forward season after season. Their number is 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But if you have a tree-related question, one more segment to get on the line and get some good advice. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Back with your Pratt Pack in 3 minutes.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, let's talk about why you need a certified arborist. Our man Troy, of course, Greater Pitt Tree Service. We're going to get Carlos back on the air here in a minute, but I'm going to give you one more opportunity. We got about 7 minutes left in today's broadcast. Won't be back till August 30th. If you want some free advice when it comes to your trees, especially those large trees, give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. So, crucial to consult with a certified arborist to assess the health and condition of your large trees, especially if you suspect disease, damage, or potential hazards. They have the expertise and equipment to safely evaluate the situation, recommend the most appropriate course of action, which could involve trimming, treatment, or removal. So, Carlos, fill in the blanks and explain why we've got the best in young Troy at Lampenfeld and, of course, Greater Pitt Tree Service. Go ahead.
Yeah, Troy's he's a rock star right now in this industry, and he's highly educated. He knows everything going on your property. I kind of equate it like when you go to the doctor. He looks at you, sees what's wrong with you. They're going to do tests. They're going to take blood. You know, that's kind of what Troy does out on your property with your trees, plants, shrubbery. He does visual assessments. He does soil samples, figures out everything involved on your property, and comes up with a program that we can, you know, present to you to keep everything healthy on your property. There's so many applications that we provide now. There's something for everything on your property that we can do to keep it looking that way. You know, there's a lot of aesthetic value in these plants, shrubs, and trees on your property. And Troy's aware of all that. He comes in and, you know, lets you know this is the time of year to address this, and this is the application we have for that. And to bring them out, it's a $129 call. But we're going to do something on your property, and we roll that into the cost of what we're going to do out there. So, you know, to bring him out there, you couldn't make a better call right now. If you have trees, plants, or shrubs on your property, give us a call. We can get Troy out there and kind of steer you in the right direction on what to do.
You know, when I think of big trees, I think of maple and oak. But what else, when we would think big trees, what falls into the category? Because I guarantee you, you mentioned something, evergreen or what have you, it's going to make somebody realize, hey, I got to make a call. What are some of the other big trees that you deal with?
There's a lot of trees that aren't planted in our area that grow indigenous to these western PA hillsides. The black locusts that get, you know, 70, 80, 90, 100 feet tall sometimes, or these wild cherry trees that are in your backyard in a wooded area that, you know, nobody planted, but they're going to be threatening to your yard. There's tulip poplar trees. They're more of a planted tree. They're usually the tallest tree in the area. They just keep growing straight up. And because of that, more often than not, they've been struck by lightning at some point or another. And a lot of times you really can't even see it because it's so high in the air. So, you know, if you're outside and you're looking and you're seeing the trees that are the tallest and dominating the areas, those are the ones you might be a little concerned about. And we're aware of all those species. You know, if it's a locust or wild cherry tree, you didn't plant it, doesn't have much value, or you're not too, you know, connected to it, then maybe it's time to get it out of there. Or maybe reduce it, get it below the wind line. So that's usually going to be the deciding factor why the top of the tree gets busted off or the whole tree comes down, because the winds that it's getting up there 70, 80 feet in the air are a lot higher than you feel on the ground. So again, we come out and figure all that out and let you know what you should do, recommend what you shouldn't do, and kind of go from there on what we're going to do for you.
All right, real quick, we got that kickoff classic, Wolverina, Central Catholic, your son team. Coach will be there as well, and we're looking forward to it. Give me a little bit of a preview as far as this year's Central Catholic Viking team. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're so talented, athletic, and deep right now. It's fun to watch. We had a scrimmage yesterday against McKeesport and kind of ironing out the kinks and getting ready for LaSalle, a big powerhouse in the eastern part of the state. You know, Central's always going to be Central. They're always going to be competitive. We're blessed to have all these athletes that come there, and my son's a part of it. The coaching staff is great. Head coach Ryan Lehmeyer, he was a great fit for the job, and the culture and the everything that's going on with Central right now. It's kind of a whole new wave, and it's nice to have a young gun in there like Coach Lehmeyer to navigate through all of it.
Yeah, Ryan Lehmeyer was a really good football player at North Hills, had some really good stints as an assistant at places like Pine Richland, understands the quarterback position. I just really enjoy what they're doing, and obviously they're going to do an upgrade down there at that historic school in the shadow of the Cathedral of Learning. So all is good with my beloved Central Catholic. Best of luck to your son, Cello, and company. Listen, the final minute, just tell folks, don't put it off. Don't wait until the weather starts getting colder, the nights start getting longer. If there are some things that need to get done, now's the time to jump on the phone and make the call, right, Carlos?
Yes, 100%. It can only be a beneficial call. It's a call some people kind of procrastinate about, but go ahead and make it. We're going to make sure you don't regret calling our company. It's going to be a positive experience for everyone involved. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we're accredited through them. They're the organization that's second to none as far as if who you want on your property to do any type of work, any contract or any home improvement. Go on the Better Business Bureau, do the research, read the reviews. You know, we're not perfect. Some things have happened in the past, but to maintain an A+ rating through them is an achievement in itself, and we're very proud of it.
Listen, I hear nothing but good things about you. And here's the other thing people need to understand. We've got 30 seconds. Just when you think everything's okay, we get a big storm, and then you guys are booked a morning, noon, and night. So right now, while the weather is clear and good and holding, now's the time to get that appointment, right?
Yeah, for sure. And we handle the workload. When it gets hectic, you know, my crew, my staff, we all dig in and handle the extra workload. So yeah, it's better to call now than when we get kind of busy like that. Might be a little longer to get a salesman out there or to get your job scheduled, but we're going to get to you for sure.
All right, back on August 30th at noon. That's a Saturday. So until then, keep doing what you do, Carlos, and best of luck to Central Catholic Friday, okay?
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
All right, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. News coming up next.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.